The best advice anyone ever gave me was two words. You can't. And you know what my response was? Two words. Watch me.
Meeting is achieving with Team Crossin. This week we are going to be discussing gym bags and all things that we're going to put in our gym bags and what are good things to have in your gym bag.
You know, when we first discussed maybe having this as our next episode, I wasn't sure how I felt about it because some people say, I don't need anything. I just go to the gym, get it done, and go home. So again, it's personal preference.
For sure.
I think this was a good topic after we started talking about it, you and I, because we realized over our journey how much things had changed with what we would need or wanted to bring, our schedules changing, different times we had to go to the gym, how it impacted our daily schedule. So over time, that really changed. And, you know, we could talk a little bit about that too. But I think this is a chance again for us to share some real life experiences that have helped us learn and grow as we've gone through the process. And hopefully we can give you some tips that you might not think about for your gym bag that'll make your workout and your time spent much better.
Yeah, and I mean, it's really person specific. It's what your workout is tailored to, things you may need for your workout. Some things that we might never put in our gym bag might be someone's necessity. So we also want to hear from you guys on what you like to put in your gym bag, and maybe that'll even help us.
Absolutely. And, you know, we always ask for that feedback. We learn, you know, we kind of did a survey a little bit on our Instagram pages and we got some responses back. A couple things I didn't even think of.
Yeah.
So I learned something. But, you know, it's just an opportunity to learn and grow together along these journeys, because that's what it's about. It's about helping each other out along the way. So why don't we talk a little bit about maybe some of the absolute essentials? You know, I know we kind of compiled a list because we didn't want to forget anything. Sometimes we don't use everything that's in there every day, and then you go back and look and you say, wow, I forgot that I carry that and that's why I needed it. So why don't we start with those?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely essential for the gym would be, you know, your clothes and your footwear. You know, I see a lot of people have different types of shoes in the gym, and just from my own experience going to a sneaker store specific for working out and running and things like that, there's all different kinds of shoes. So usually I actually have about two pairs of sneakers in my bag at all times.
You know, it's interesting because when you talk about having the right clothes for the workout, depending on the workout you have planned for the day, that could change what you're going to need or what you're going to wear. You know, a simple walk on the treadmill might just be a regular pair of sneakers that you're comfortable in, you wear every day, you're used to walking in. But whether or not you're going to do maybe a group fitness class that day and you want something with a little more stability, I mean, you could probably speak to that a little better.
Yeah, I mean, when I was instructing my hip hop to health and fitness class, I used to wear special dancing shoes, and that was just my preference. But I would always tell the members and participants in the class, you know, get a shoe that's comfortable, has support, especially if you have, you know, foot or ankle issues. Make sure that you feel very stable, because quick movements is a lot different than per se doing a deadlift where you want a more flat shoe.
Right. And that's where I was going to go next. Like, if you're going to have a heavy leg training day and you're going to be doing maybe deadlifts and squats and things like that, you're going to want more of a flat shoe or athletic shoe or sneaker, something without elevation, so you're not off balance. A lot of times I know, you know, one of the more common things you'll see, some people will buy specifically a squatting shoe, you know, used for squatting, deadlifting, things like that. But again, these are all personal preferences. You don't need to go out and spend that kind of money. A simple canvas type sneaker with a flat sole is certainly optimal for that. It just helps you keep balance and feel what's going on, you know, with your feet and legs.
And even the clothing. I mean, if you're planning on doing a run at the gym or, you know, an intense cardio day, you may want that sweatshirt to get you started, but then, you know, a short sleeve or a tank top or something underneath, you know, layering. So I always make sure I have stuff for if it's cold in the gym, if, you know, I get a little warm, and sometimes I even have a spare outfit in there just because I've spilled water on myself one too many times at the gym and I've actually gone and changed my clothes as well.
Right. And sometimes it's, you know, you have supplements or things in the water, or, you know, protein shake or something that kind of stains the shirt. So we'll touch more on some extras as we go a little further. But one of the things I've seen, and it doesn't impact me personally, but it's something you think about when you see it happen, you go, you know, that's a good idea. Women with long hair, you might want to not to forget to throw some extra hair ties in your bag. I know when we owned the gym, oftentimes women in the group fitness classes and stuff would come out and say, you guys don't happen to have any hair ties for sale here, extras around, and we did start keeping them in after that.
Yeah, I mean, even, well, hair ties, definitely. I always have a clip on my bag just in case I forget a hair tie, I have something to put my hair up. Or, you know, I hate having my hair in my face when I'm working out. So even a headband, you know, right. They have all those different, you know, stylish headbands, or even a hat too. I always have a hat clipped to my bag as well.
And that might be something, again, you know, you're going to the gym after work, you're a woman, you wear your hair down at work, you're not thinking about the workout afterwards, you get there and you realize, you know, I need something to hold my hair back. So again, these are little tips we've picked up along the way. Let's talk about, what about a water bottle? Hydration is obviously important.
Definitely. I mean, I usually have a shaker cup for my pre-workout, and then a bigger water bottle, you know, whether it be like one of those gallon ones or one of those like fancy like little cups. But I definitely always have enough to get me through my workout and then some, because personally, I don't like to use a water fountain. A water cooler, maybe, but a water fountain, definitely not my thing.
Yeah, and you want to make sure your water bottle is compatible to your workout needs. Again, some people can go with a simple one serving water bottle and that's enough for them. You'll see some people with gallon or half gallon jugs, you know, different things possibly mixed in with it. Again, personal preference, workout specific, whatever your targets and needs are, you want to make sure you have it, because like Daniel was mentioning, some people are just not a fan of refilling them at a community water cooler or water fountain. I know, gosh, when you go back 40 years when I started, you go to some of the health clubs or the local YMCA, they didn't have water coolers back then. It was like the schools, you know, when I was a kid, everything was a water fountain. So you'd be lined up at this water fountain at the gym, six people deep. And, you know, some people put their mouth all over the, you know, the nozzle, others don't. So again, just, you want to make sure you have what you need for your own reasons.
And I mean, even for us, I feel like our water bottles change throughout our workouts when it comes to like our preps. You know, in the beginning, you can get away with like a half gallon water bottle for the gym, or, you know, sometimes we keep the bigger water bottles, but towards the end of prep, I have my giant gallon and a half water bottle because I'm trying to make sure I'm getting my water in for the day and not having to constantly refill it between work and, you know, if I'm in school that night or at the gym. So I try to keep it, you know, a little bit bigger when I'm in my prep, but it is all personal preference and what your workout and hydration needs are.
Right. And you're in the middle of a good workout. You have a good rhythm going. You don't want to have to stop and maybe wait three deep in line or wait for the water cooler line to die down so you can go over and fill it up again. So, you know, good thought. What about towels?
So I know for me, I am not a big towel person. I feel that every time I've tried to use one, it's left on a machine and I'm running back to find it. Or, you know, I end up using it to wipe down the machine and it's not really for myself. So then I'm mixing that hygiene aspect of it. So for me, I'm just a wipe my sweat on my sweatshirt or my shirt. You know, I came from playing basketball. We always used our jerseys to wipe our sweat. So that's what I'm used to.
And you and I couldn't be more different there, because in my gym bag, I always have a shower towel in there. I always have a smaller hand type towel in there. Sometimes I have a washcloth in there. You know, I need that towel. You know, I wear glasses. I sweat a lot. So sometimes, you know, that sweating gets onto your lenses and it's just, you know, it's just a pain in the neck. So I'd rather always have that towel available. And again, you don't know what your needs are that day, whether you're going to have to shower there or something. So, you know, anything can happen. So I try to be prepared. But again, that's yours versus mine.
And I mean, it depends on what your gym offers. I know our gym, when we owned our gym, we had towels available.
Right.
So if you forgot one or you wanted to use one, and again, that's a, you know, hygiene and cleanliness preference. We always washed them. You know, our members knew we were always on top of our hygiene and cleanliness. So a lot of people did use them. But I always throw one in there, you know, just to have for like a shower, you know, in case I need it. I always carry my little shower gels in my bag too, because you never know, the one day you might be running late or, you know, can't make it home and you need to shower real quick. But for the workout, me personally, it's not my thing.
And I find that some people you'll see bring a shower size towel. I've even seen some with a beach towel to cover the equipment. They don't want to, you know, even if the equipment's cleaned or they clean the equipment, I've watched them wipe it down, then put their towel on it themselves and then use it and then wipe it down. So for some people, it's just a hygiene thing, makes them more comfortable to lay on their own towel than a piece of equipment being used by everyone.
Yeah.
So headphones.
I feel like I'm mixed here. I use two types. I'll use the over the head, like actual headphones and I have the case that they go in, because it's easy to clip on my bag. I always know when I have them. If I look at my bag and it's not clipped on there, it reminds me, hey, I'm charging those, go grab them. But I also do have my backup in-ear wireless, like ear pods. And I like those too. It really depends. If I'm on, you know, the treadmill, I definitely want those headphones, because sometimes when you're, you know, moving fast, they pop out of your ears. But I can use both, and both are beneficial to me, but the wired ones are not my cup of tea anymore.
For me, music is motivation in the gym, so without it, I'm lost. If I don't have my headphones, I know walking in the door, my workout is not going to be the same. So, you know, we could go on with the debate for the wired headphones versus the wireless. There's advantages and disadvantages to each. Again, it's personal preference. I found when I use the wired headphones, you obviously get much better listening quality. You get that guaranteed sound. You don't lose it with the Bluetooth technology. But again, I can't tell you how many times I've had the wire catch on the end of a weight bar or piece of equipment and rip the headphones off my head.
Well, and also with, you know, men, almost all of their shorts, all of their pants have pockets. So even if you have the wired headphones in, you have somewhere to put that phone. You know, recently the women leggings do have like the pockets on the side. But when I had wired headphones, and that's all I had at that point, because we weren't really up on that technology yet when I started working out, I was always putting my phone in like the waistband of my pants. And as I'm doing certain exercises, it'd slide down, the wire catch, it'd fall off.
Yeah, it took me a while. I figured out, I started running the wire up inside my shirt, but nonetheless, I finally moved on just to eliminate any issues with it, and I've gone all wireless. But music is so important to me in the gym, and I've had those moments where you forgot to charge them overnight, or you thought you did and, you know, it didn't hold a full charge. So now I'm at the point, for me it's kind of comical to some, but I have three sets of wireless headphones and earbuds in my bag at any time. One, they're small and convenient, so they're easy to carry, but I'm guaranteed that one pair at least is always charged or ready to go.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, like you said, that the music is, you know, what gets you through the workout and everything. It really, for me, depends on the gym. There's been gyms where I don't wear them because the music is good and, you know, I might be training with someone and I'm trying to pay attention at the same time. But it's also good if you want to listen to more than just music. You know, there's audiobooks, podcasts.
Yep.
This should be the only podcast you're listening
to. All right, save in your favorites.
But, you know, even some people, I see them on the treadmill, they put their headphones in, they watch Netflix, they watch shows.
I've completed some work on there. I've had to listen to some meetings or some training sessions, you know, for virtual learning and stuff. So I've jumped on the treadmill for an hour, 45 minutes or whatever, you know, the time of that meeting or class is. And it gives me an opportunity to kind of, you know, accomplish two things at the same time. But whatever your reason for needing them, make sure you have them and they're ready to go.
Yeah, and I mean, I even have my portable charger. I carry my wires with me in case one goes dead. I start charging one while I use the other. Because like I said, sometimes I prefer a certain type of headphone, so I get that charged real quick too, or even on the way to the gym. I set reminders in my phone to charge my headphones because I'm not as good as you with that.
You know, jumping back and right before we came on the podcast, I realized because I had a fingerprint on my glasses and it was driving me crazy. One of the things I learned over time, as I touched on before, is making sure if you wear eyeglasses and you know your workout's going to be a little more intense, whether it's a, you know, high intensity training day, a cardio day, what have you, and you're likely to sweat. It drives me crazy when I sweat into my eyeglasses, and then, you know, you try to wipe them with just the cloth and you can't get it off and it smears worse. So I keep the individual eyeglass wipe packets, you know, I keep five or six in my bag at any given time. And when I use one or two, I throw some more in there. So just a cheap, inexpensive way to be prepared so you don't have any of those excuses to, you know, keep you from doing what you want to get done.
What about locks for the locker?
You know, the more I was thinking about this, what a great point. So many people come to the gym and it's a community. And we want to trust everybody in our community. So we've experienced this when we owned a gym as well. A lot of people will throw their stuff in a locker, same locker, let's say every day, because they come at the same time and they don't lock it. But one of the things I've experienced in my law enforcement career, and I'm sure, you know, you've either heard or experienced it yourself, is that gyms are one of the places a lot of times where people come looking for opportunity thefts. They'll come in from out of town, pay a day pass, you'll see him bounce around the gym a little bit. I saw one in our gym, was extremely obvious what was going on, and I intervened before anything came of it. But it was clear they weren't from the area. They came in, they were using the gym, they were kind of really watching everybody and everything, and they were going in and out of the locker rooms. So I made a point of kind of investigating what was going on, and was successful in making sure nothing got removed from any of the lockers. But you have to lock your stuff. I mean, everything nowadays is of some type of value, you know, headphones, wireless or otherwise. Some people have, you know, a few $100 invested in them. Cell phones, as we know, some people don't like to have their cell phone out with them when they're working out. That's their quiet time, their downtime, so they throw that in their locker. Probably your wallet, your keys to your car. I mean, nowadays with car thefts and stuff, you just have to be safe and secure with your belongings.
Yeah, I mean, even, you know, you made a good point with the car keys. How many gyms I've seen with the, you know, little key holder? You know, our gym had one, but we kept it kind of by the desk where we could see it. You know, and we knew everybody. We knew whose keys were whose. You know, we had that relationship, so we were able to make sure nobody's car was getting stolen or anything like that. But, you know, you leave that up there, you could grab 3 car keys without anyone realizing.
Right.
So for me, car keys always go in my gym bag, and I'm not really one to use a locker just from all of this. So I keep my gym bag with me throughout the gym, also because I need the equipment.
And that ties back into the different types of gyms. You know, we were a family-owned gym, so someone was always at the front desk monitoring. The key holder was behind the desk, so a lot of times people would either say, can you hang these up for me, or can I just step in there and grab my keys? So we knew everybody. You go to some of these gyms that are real busy, maybe a chain gym or 24-hour gym, and nobody's at the desk. Again, it's very simple. They just pick up the key fob, hit the horn or the alarm on it. They know which car it is. If someone's looking to steal a car, it makes it easy. So just something to think about, a tip to consider, but make sure you're locking your gear at the gym. So let's talk a little bit about the performance and recovery items you might have in your gym bag.
So off the top of my head, I'm thinking, not recently, thank goodness, but you usually had a knee brace in there. You know, so if you have any type of injuries or you're rehabilitating an injury, you know, making sure you have all of your braces or equipment for that. For me, a lot of my leg days include using the squat bar, so I have my own squat pad to go on the bar.
That's a good idea.
You know, again, it's a community gym. Someone moves it, misplaces it. I've seen people stick them in their bags as they're working out. You know, it's the gym's property, but they just shove it in their bag.
Again, hygiene. So, you know, people are putting that on their neck. Maybe, you know, some people put a towel around it, some don't. So everybody's sweating into that pad, which is absorbent. Might be an item you want to consider for yourself.
Yeah, and I mean, then you know when you're going in the gym, it's always going to be there. You're going to have it. If someone's using it on the Smith machine, but you need, you know, the squat rack, you know you're going to have one.
No weight. Keeps your workout flowing. What about, I know I was just going through my bag and I have more equipment in there than I realized, and I use all of it when I was trying to put this together, but wrist wraps,
yep.
very common for pushing exercises, especially heavier weights, just to give you that extra stability and protect you.
Yeah.
Lifting straps for pulling exercises. A lot of times your hands will get sweaty, or the grips on some of the equipment in the gym may be worn. Just gives you an opportunity to really get a better hold and less risk of injury. Weightlifting belt. Again, you were talking about the squatting with the pad on your neck.
Yep.
The belt, certainly to protect your back in those situations.
I also, in my bag, I do kickbacks on the cable machine. Some gyms, I know our gym, I have never seen them there. The straps for the ankle. So I bought my own, and then I always have them. And if I'm going to other gyms, I have them. And I was just thinking, I use the resistance bands. I bring my own.
Right, I do too. I keep them in my bag. The other thing I purchased a set of handles, a color that would not normally be in the gym, so they're recognizable. I put my name on them, but you know, for doing rows or pulling exercises, the same thing. You go there sometimes, they have one or two pair, they're being used, or you'll find that the grips are worn or something. So these are just little things that, for our journey, especially on the bodybuilding side, where you need the equipment to get through the workout, you want to get through the way you want to get through it, sometimes it pays to just make those minor investments. One unique thing that I've had to use, and I've seen some other people use it in the gym, but I tend to grind my teeth and grit my teeth when I'm doing heavier exercises, and that's caused what the dentist described as stress fractures in some of my teeth.
Yep.
So to correct that, she suggested a mouth guard while I'm in the gym lifting heavy, because sometimes you don't even realize you're doing that. So I keep one of those in my bag at all times.
And I know you were notorious for this. Next one is switching to more nutrition-wise. I cannot even count the amount of times I've walked into the gym, whether it's 5 a.m., 5 p.m., and you're like, protein bar? Protein bar? And I end up having about 25 protein bars in my bag by the end of the week, because you just hand me them constantly.
You know, I've always been one of those, I don't try to make excuses, but I need to eat something before I go into the gym.
Yeah.
I just need to feel like I've got something in the tank. So, you know, as you notice, my bag is loaded up with protein bars. It eliminates the excuse for me at the end of the day to either have to run home if I'm going after work or whatever the timing is. I just try to make sure that I have the stuff that's going to eliminate me having to alter my schedule, because as you know, a lot of times once you alter that schedule, you never get right back onto it.
Yeah, I mean, similar to the bag you have here, and if you're listening to this on, you know, a podcast platform, check out our YouTube, you'll see the video. My gym bag has in the front of it a little like cooler section, and it came with different containers and even a utensil set. So I eliminated my excuse of, oh, it's a Saturday, you know, I gotta do this in the morning, but then I gotta run home and eat and then go to the gym. I would pack my prep meals. I use it when I go to work. I use it if I'm going away for a weekend. I used it when we went down to Maryland for that posing seminar.
Right, competitions, you've had it?
Yeah, I mean, it eliminates the excuse of needing food, or, you know, I have full meals in there. Whether I have to heat it up at the gym, you know, most gyms have microwaves, I've used them. Gas stations have microwaves, I've used them there. You have your food with you, so that's less of an excuse.
And again, you know, pre and post-workout supplements. You know, my pre-workout is in my bag. I had problems where I've forgotten it at home a lot of times. So now what I do is, you know, I keep a pill version in there as well, so that it's easy and accessible. And if I forget something, but my powdered version, what I'll do is I'll put the powder in my shaker cup in the morning. I'll throw my shaker cup in the bag, and then all I have to do is add the water when I go to the gym. And what's great about having the shaker cup is it's, you know, it's versatile. You can use it as your source of hydration at the gym if you're one of them, one of the people that are most comfortable refilling it. And at the end, if you're going to have a protein shake or something, you know, post-workout supplementation, you could just use the same cup. So it you know, it's a good idea. I keep mine with me all the time.
Yeah, I mean, it just limits those excuses like we talked about. And I always have at least two shaker cups in my bag in case, you know, you forget one or we need an extra one.
I know. And, you know, you hear all these things that you want to keep in the bag and you think to yourself, oh, my goodness, I need like a suitcase on wheels to do this. But you really don't. Everything is size appropriate. You know, there's shaker cups come in all different sizes. You know, when we talk about supplements, a lot of times it's the powders that are poured into the shaker cup. So things are inside of other things and it's not taking up as much room as you think. But this next one, you know, I was thinking of you last night, you know, when I was going over some thoughts for this, and foam roller or massage gun. I know lately with injuries, soreness, things we've gone through, surgeries, the foam rolling's become more a part of our workout before and after.
Yeah, I know in my workout plan currently, every day I'm foam rolling. That's part of my workout. So I set the time, you know, it depends. I've talked to my trainer and it's, you know, do you want to do it before if you feel a little tighter before your workout? Do it before if you feel sore after your workout and you want to do it after? Do it after.
Right. There's a lot of advantages. I mean, it gets the blood flowing, you know, certainly helps you with muscle recovery. So it's one of those things, again, you know, most gyms will have one or two, but a lot of times I see them being used. So bringing our own has been really helpful.
And they make them small enough that they fit in even a bag, you know, the size of a backpack. An average backpack. And, you know, the types of bags we use have lots of pockets so we can move things around to fit those bigger items in the bigger sections.
Yep. And, you know, along the same lines, you mentioned resistance bands. You know, we keep them in there for a variety of reasons. For me, a lot of times, it's either a warm-up exercise to get certain muscle groups ready to go, or I'll use it to add additional resistance to what I'm doing if I'm not ready to move up to, let's say, the next, you know, poundage on the dumbbells or something they have.
And it's just also added convenience. you know, as silly as this sounds, you know, when I go in for the 5 a.m. workout and I know I have exactly an hour to get out of there, you know, walking up to find the resistance band and then, oh, maybe I should have went with the other color. You know, that one has a little bit more resistance, and the back and forth walking to and from takes up time when I can have them in my bag, pull them out, use them, put them back, and, you know, move on with my workout for the day.
Yeah, or you'll say, I've done it. You'll go up to the desk and say, I can't seem to find the black band that was here, you know, yesterday. And they'll say, oh, well, it got, you know, somebody snapped it by accident last night. We have another one on order. So again, it was one of those things. We were able to go on Amazon and get the kit of, I don't know, I think it's got like 8 or 9 bands. And some of them are really, there's a lot of tension on those bands.
Yeah.
I've struggled with some of them, but it fits in a little bag inside your gym bag. It's all easily traveled with.
Yeah. And I mean, now circling back to the whole hygiene aspect, I know we kind of went over these, deodorant, that's something you want to have in your bag, you know, at all times. And even wipes, you know, they even make, I found them when I was in the academy, actually, body wipes that, you know, you're in a pinch, you got to just run out, you're going to run to the store or wherever, you can just use them to kind of clean up that extra sweat, and shower essentials.
And that's the issue for me sometimes is, you know, I keep the deodorant in there and everything else, because I can't tell you how many times I've been at the gym and you're just getting ready to leave and you get that phone call from home that says, hey, can you do me a favor? Can you stop at the store? And you're realizing right now I'm drenched in sweat. It's coming off me everywhere. You know, you start stinking from working out because it's, you know, 90 degrees out and humid. So having that change of shirt, you know, the towel or the wipes to wipe down, the deodorant, those little things, you know, can really be helpful, you know, in a pinch, right?
Yeah, and I mean, even, you know, you have those pre-workout supplements, you have your protein shake, and, you know, sometimes you just have that feeling in your mouth and you want to brush your teeth. You know, I have a small toothbrush and travel toothpaste, or even, I know both of us keep in our cars, it might not be in our bags, but in our cars, mouthwash.
Yep.
Those are good things to have.
You know, you start to look around and you see all the things people bring. And again, depending on the time of day I go, the reason I keep everything in there is because I don't want to have to think about it sometimes the night before. So if my plan normally is I'm going at 5 o'clock at night, but you say, hey, let's go at 5 a.m. this week because I have, you know, evening obligations or school or what have you, I don't want to have to race around the house looking for everything. So a lot of times I'll keep a small body wash or shampoo, like the ones you get in the hotels, you know, I keep them in a Ziploc bag inside there in case anything were to leak, you know, a pair of flip-flops or like shower shoes on the bottom, having that towel, that soap. But the one thing I've forgotten many times, and now I keep it in a Ziploc in my bag, is a body scrubber for the shower.
Because
you get in there with the body wash and you're like, oh, great. Now what do I do? I forgot.
You know,
I forgot something. So again, Ziplocs are great. You keep all them in a little compartment and you're all ready to go when you shower. But this is a big one for me, because I can't tell you how many times when I was working out in the evening and packing my bag, let's say the night before, I'd go to work with dress socks on, like, I don't know, crazy color dress socks, you know, they're like yellow, red, blue, whatever. And it goes with your work outfit. And then you get changed to go to the gym as you're leaving work and you realize, I don't have gym socks. So, you know, you don't want to go in there with these crazy socks on that are, you know, dress socks or whatever. So I also keep an extra pair of socks in there at all times.
Yeah. I mean, I've even gone to walk in the gym from the parking lot dressed, ready to go, and stepped in a puddle. And then my shoes and socks are wet. So I've even used extra sneakers that I've had and socks and, you know, changed in the gym. But something else, which would not pertain to you, but for women that you don't always think about, always keeping stocked with sanitary items.
That's a good point.
You know, I've been in the gym where I'm like, oh no. And I'm like, what do I do? So, I mean, myself, I keep an extra, you know, pair of underwear. I keep all sorts of sanitary items. You know, and for the most part, I've had some good experiences in the gym where I've run into the locker room and I'm like, does anybody have? Or I know, like, even in our gym, we used to keep a box in there. I don't know who started it, but somebody put a box in there. And then, you know, it was nice to have that community feel to it where, you know, you're all going through the same thing. So you help each other out.
Yeah. And, you know, I can't speak to that perspective, but I can imagine that's something that all women would appreciate, you know, knowing and being reminded about. But another, going back, we talked again about hygiene and sanitary hand sanitizer. we always keep a little portable, you know, hand sanitizer in there, refillable, or you can just, you know, buy the new small ones. But I can't even count the number of times I've personally seen in many gyms, men use the restrooms and walk out right from the restroom without washing their hands.
Women too.
I would say in my experience, it's been more common than not. And that always troubled me. You know, I know when we had our gym, we put up plenty of signs about washing your hands, sanitizing the equipment. I make a habit of, I know you do too, spraying things down before you use them. But a lot of times what I'll do is just in between, I'll keep using hand sanitizer because you just don't, you know, especially during the cold, flu season, things like that, you don't want to be sharing germs.
Well, you made a good point, and, you know, it's a little off topic, but, you know, a PSA, people don't always think about, I've watched people work out on a machine and wipe it at the end. I do it both because you don't know if the person who used it before you wiped it down, and, you know, with the cold and flu season, you know, you don't know, people come to the gym sick, and, you know, in our line of work, there's days you just can't call out, as most jobs, I can imagine. So I try to be as cleanly as possible. And, you know, that's why I do keep hand sanitizer too, because those dispensers in the gym never seem to have it.
Yeah. And that's probably a good thing in a way, because it means that people are probably using it, which is a positive. I mean, I have seen some people that didn't wash their hands in the restroom come out and put hand sanitizer on. You know, to me, it's doesn't make sense, but I guess, you know, everybody's different. But that's why I take those precautions. But that helped me develop my rule of not shaking hands in the gym when people introduce themselves or whatever. I'm just comfortable, you know, giving the fist pump, and I just say, look, you know, I'm a germaphobe kind of guy. So, you know, most people will just chuckle and go along with it. But that's really what changed me there.
Yeah, definitely. I always keep, you know, sanitizer and, you know, even like the antibacterial lotion for afterwards. I always like to put lotion on my hands when I'm done. And I actually had seen in the gym several times when we worked at the gym, people would actually sanitize their phones.
Oh, I've seen that too. Yes.
You know, absolutely. And that's so important, because think about it, you know, that phone's on your ear, that phone's, you know, in your face, and then you're sticking it on the gym floor.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. And I, now that you said it, it reminded me, I've seen people when we had our gym that would sanitize, use the hand sanitizer, put a lot of it on, rub it on their hands, and then rub it on their shaker cup.
Yeah.
You know, same thing. You know, you're putting it down on the floor a lot of times because there's nowhere else to put it. I mean, thinking back now, probably not a bad idea to keep everything sanitary, especially like you said, the phone.
Yeah, because you're putting that to your ear, and I watch people throw their phone right on the floor. I'm guilty of it. I put it on the floor.
You know, and speaking of floor, one of the other things I noticed, and I see this with a lot of the women, they bring their own, it usually attaches to the back of their gym bag, or they put it between the shoulder straps on the backpack sideways, their own floor mats.
Yep.
Even though the gyms a lot of times have them, they can be challenging to clean. You know, we used to clean ours all the time. People would spray them down and wipe them in between also. But I know, you know, a lot of women that over the years that have expressed they just like to bring their own. And that's a good idea too, because otherwise you're laying right on the floor where people are tracking in and out.
Now I think we should talk about, you know, more of those bonus items for, you know, those athletes with those, you know, bigger goals, or, you know, that they're, you know, in the gym every day and things that they need to complete those workouts. And I know, especially for us as bodybuilders, some of these are really, really important. And the first is like a fitness tracker or a logbook. You know, everybody's different with that. I know you used to carry the notebook all the time.
Yeah, I still have them piled up, old notebooks. A lot of times you want to have that equipment or that that item with you because you're tracking your progress. And it's important, especially if you're competing. I know a lot of power lifters, you know, want to track their reps and sets and poundages over a period of time to see their, you know, if they're improving. Same with bodybuilders, you know, you want to track those reps and sets to make sure you're getting them in, especially if you have a coach, you know, that wants to evaluate where you're at. Should they be adjusting your workout at this point? It helps you along that journey, helps you identify areas that you've either significantly improved or need to improve. You know, I know, like you said, over time, I've gone from doing it by memory to doing it in, you know, little portable notebooks, to larger notebooks, and now the app, which has just been phenomenal to use because my coach can see it in real time and he can make adjustments quickly.
And it's simple and easy to bring with you because it's on your cell phone, which is coming with you anyway, because your cell phone now is your music, your tracking for your apps, your food tracking, you know, it's everything.
So if you think about some of the things we talked about today, it seems like a lot of stuff, but when you break it down, some of the items are multiple use. Like you just pointed out about the cell phone can be used for three or four things. The shaker cup can be used for multiple things. So it's not taking up as much room, or you don't need that huge giant gym bag that you might be thinking as we're going through here saying, oh my gosh, I got to prepare for all of this. But it does take away a lot of those excuses. So let's talk a little bit about grip chalk or liquid grip.
Yeah, I mean, that's also very gym dependent. I know there are some gyms that don't allow that or don't like it to be used, or they tell you to bring your own. You know, but that's important, especially if you're going to be, you know, lifting on the heavier side. It's very beneficial.
Yeah. And again, that's very gym specific. So if that's something you're going to use, you may want to check with your, you know, your local gym management. I know we didn't allow it because it just made such a mess a lot of times in the gym. We had some members that would switch to a liquid grip, and a lot of times that would leave a feeling on the bar that other people didn't like. So it's a community, you know, we're all out there together with similar goals, trying to do the same thing. So it's just a matter of, you know, courtesy and respect for other gym goers. There are other options. I know some guys in particular don't like lifting gloves, but they can give you the same ability as the chalk or the, you know, the liquid grip, just so that when you're sweaty or whatever, you can manage to hang on to the bar. Again, that's where I use the lifting straps.
Yep.
There's always another way if you can't use those. Don't let that slow you down.
Yeah. And then, you know, again, spare clothes.
You can't stress that enough. Extra shirt.
Yeah. I mean, and it's based on what you're doing. So if you know you're going to work after, you want to have your work clothes, but also spare clothes. You know, I find that I put 2 gym shirts, 2 tank tops, like everything I need, I double, because there's going to be one day that I pull out those clothes to use it for something, forget to replenish it, and I'm getting to the gym and now I'm, you know, leaving because I don't have what I need to work out.
You know, this was a big one for me, and we were pretty good at our gym about having a first aid kit available.
Yeah, definitely.
I can't tell you how many times I've either done a day pass on vacation or, you know, been in a gym with somebody else as a guest. And it happens, you know, you slam your finger between 2 weights, you know, something happens on a machine, you get your finger pinched and you're bleeding, and you go up to the desk and they don't have Band-Aids, or, you know, they say, oh, we ran out of bandages. So you're trying to wrap it with, you know, paper towels, waiting for the bleeding to stop. Just, you know, something you need to consider, that it's very minimal. You throw a thing of Band-Aids in your bag and, you know, cost you $1.50.
Yeah. And I mean, if you're on any types of medication that you may need, you know, having extra. I know for me, I always have my asthma inhaler in my bag. You know, for me, it's gotten better over the years, but I'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it. And that's not something that most gyms will have for you to utilize. So if there's any special, right, you know, medications or things that you need, just make sure that you pop them in your bag as well.
Could be simple as keeping some ibuprofen and Tylenol in there. I keep both of those because can't tell you how many times I've gotten to the gym and for whatever reason, you know, rough day at the office, anything, a little tension headache. You just want to have that stuff to keep you from making excuses to run home or, you know, divert you from going straight to the gym, whether you have to run to the store to get it or something. So just little tips we've learned along the way that's very helpful, especially if you're out of town using a you know, strange gym on a day pass for business or vacation or something. It's just easier to have that stuff. We talked a little bit about our personal favorites and must-haves, but just for some tips on organizing your gym bag more efficiently, one of the things I've found over the years is I used to have the old-style gym bags that were more long, like a duffel bag,
yeah,
you know, with the handles, and maybe one zipper compartment in there. So when you did throw these different items in there, and then you were looking for something, you had to pull half of the stuff out, right?
Yeah, you're like kind of like Mary Poppins, pulling everything out of your bag, trying to find the one thing you need that's in the very bottom in a corner that you can't even like really reach. So
I tried, after that, I switched to a basic backpack with a few more pockets, and I found it was a little better. But then when I saw Danielle go to more of the gym style design backpack with the many pockets and clips and hook on opportunities, again, if you're looking at us through the video, you'll see we have one here. it just made everything so much easier because I know in each set of pockets what's where. I can put my shaker cup in the side. I can put my towel in the back. It just makes it so much easier.
And what's great about it too is as much as you can fit inside, there's things you can fit outside. Like we said, like usually on the handle, I clip my hair clip on there. So I remember that I have it, I know that I have it, and it stays there. Or my headphones are clipped on the side or the front. And if you are watching the video, you could see the carabiner clipped on the front. You could add hats to that. I add extra hair ties to that. Anything I might need.
Car keys,
sure.
Because that was the thing that always used to happen to me. I'd throw my car keys in the gym bag, and then it was time to leave. I had to stop either at, you know, one of the benches or something, put it down and dig through the bag looking for my car keys. But the other reason that the backpack style is good is I noticed one of the things that drives me crazy when you get to the gym is when there's like eight people deep to check in at the automatic checker or sign in or whatever you need to do. And they're flipping through their gym bags looking for their, you know, their key fob or their little tag or whatever they need. When, you know, now it's, you can simply clip it on the outside. You can go right to it. You're not holding everybody up. You're not unloading your gym bag in the doorway. So just one of those other reasons that I've opted to go this way.
And it's also good for if you're walking through the gym, you throw it on your back and you want to grab your dumbbells on your way to the bench, or, you know, you want to grab something. You're not fumbling with moving your bag, trying to grab your water bottle, trying to grab your extra equipment. Everything's all in one spot. You throw it on your back and you're good to go.
Yep. Your hands are free. You can open the door, whatever you need to do. But this was just a basic overview. I know it might seem like a lot of what we carry in our gym bag, but I remember my progression as I was thinking back creating this episode. When I first started in the gyms and I didn't really have a plan and I didn't have a direction, I was like anybody else. You know, I really just had my car keys and I would wipe my face with whatever paper towels they had there. And that was it. You know, my gym ID member card. And as it started to grow, I started to recognize, hey, maybe I need a towel. You know, hey, maybe I need this or that. And then as we started the bodybuilding journey and realized how much more there was that helped us, you know, working towards those goals and having that right equipment at our fingertips and making the most of our time and opportunity and, you know, not forgetting things and having to run home and derailing us, you know, you're home and all of a sudden the dog needs to go for a walk and, you know, maybe one of the kids needs your attention with some homework or your husband, wife, or partner needs you to take care of something before you go. And now you realize you just killed 2 hours, your motivation's gone. And it's all because of, you look back and say, if I had just kept that item in my gym bag, I would have been done with my workout.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great episode for the beginners out there listening that may not have a gym bag yet or have two or three items in their gym bag. Just some pointers on some things that we found useful that, again, you might not have thought about and now you can put in your gym bag. And if anyone else can think of something that they put in their gym bag that we benefit from or anybody would benefit from, you know, reach out to us on social media, let us know, and we could always recap in our next episode some of the things that you guys find helpful.
Yeah, and we appreciate learning as much as anybody else. Again, it's been a journey, and we continue on the journey, and we learn every day. You know, as we talk to people, as we go to competitions, as we're, you know, getting together backstage and just finding time to talk with people as you're waiting to go on stage, you see things, you ask questions, they ask questions, you learn more. I can't tell you how many times, whether it was backstage at the Mr. America over the years or the ANBF or whatever else, just that community feel where people just share these ideas. And that's how it comes about. And that's what prompted us to want to come out and do this podcast and share with everybody to let you know that there is a community out there and it's very warm and welcoming.
And, you know, just as a reminder, just because you might not have something in your gym bag, you see someone in the gym, a friendly face, you can always ask them. I've been backstage and needed to glue on my suit, for example, and I've had women pulling out glue from their bags like, oh, I have some I forgot last year and I brought it this year, here, let me help you. Or, you know, oh, I have some M&Ms in my bag, when you get off stage, like, stop by and see me. Or
how about a safety pin? I can't tell you how many times I've heard people walk around saying, anybody have a safety pin? Whether I've heard it in the gym, you know, I've heard it backstage at competitions. You know, things happen. People, you know, things rip, things, you know, accidents happen, and you just need something because you don't want to leave because a safety pin would change the outcome or a Band-Aid would change the outcome. So we hope this information was helpful. We hope you continue to join us as we move forward. I know we're going to start talking over the next few episodes stuff about testing for first responders, preparing for those types of things, getting into the bodybuilding journey. You know, we're going to continue the progress, but we have had a few people ask us for some of the beginner stuff as well that are starting out on their journeys. So, you know, we're hoping you find this information helpful.
Absolutely.
And for those of you that already know this stuff, we hope you hang in there with us and understand and hear where we went on our journey and where we're hoping to go now that we're recovering.
And if you have any suggestions of things you'd like to hear, episodes you want covered, things that maybe you don't fully know or just want some answers on. Oh, geez, breaking the place here. Reach out to us, let us know, and we'll be happy to cover some of those topics as well.
And we appreciate you joining us here today, and we look forward to having you back on our next episode.
See you next time.
And remember, until then, why not you?
Why not you? Not a question.